The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
During the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, 10 days from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, known as the days of Kapor, which that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mechaper Aveinos, to forgive our sins. And we seek ways and means how one can be forgiven from his sins. In Sefer Mishlei, Shlema HaMelech, written by King Solomon and Chochem Mikol Odom, the wisest of all men, Perek Tes Zayin, Posuk Vav, he writes, "Bechesed ve'emes yechupar omed." Through chesed, through doing acts of kindliness, and through truth, emes. And emes here either refers to truth or it also refers to Torah. Torah is called emes. Through acts of kindliness and through Torah, Yechupar Oven, man's sins will be forgiven. The simple meaning of why if one does chesed, does acts of kindliness, will his sins be forgiven? Because Mido Keneged Mido, because Baruch Hu acts towards people the same way that they act towards him. And chesed is when someone does something for another person that he doesn't have to do. Something that the deen, the law does not require. Chesed is lifnim mishur hadin, to go beyond the deen. For example, if you hire a worker and he does work for you and therefore you should pay him so many rands, this, the amount that he deserves, this is deen. This is something that you have to give him. If you give him extra, this is chesed. We want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not treat us with deen, should not treat us with mishpat, should not exact from us exactly what we are deserving of. But we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu should deal with us with chesed. Therefore, someone who deals with other people with chesed, so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with us with chesed. Therefore, the simple meaning is Yechupar Ovei, Bal Chesed, one who does acts of kindness to other people. He's not always exacting with other people. He does things for people even though they do not deserve this. So in turn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with him in the same manner. This is one interpretation of the pasuk. There's another interpretation of the pasuk, which also has a simple meaning, and that is when someone commits a chet, a sin, so he goes away from the kav or emes, from the right path. Not only is he not fulfilling what he should be fulfilling, not only is he not fulfilling deen, but an avera also. So he goes away from the derech hayosho, from the right path. Someone who is a gemel chesed, who does chesed, chasodim to other people, not only is he fulfilling the deen, but he's going beyond the deen. Lifnim mishur hadin, like the Gemara says. He does not only do what the law demands, but he does more than that. So therefore, it's just to the contrary of the bal aveira, of the one who has sins. And in this way, it will be a kapora for himself. So these are the simple meanings of what Shlema HaMelech said, the chesed u be'emes yechupar bo. There is, however, a much deeper meaning in this posuk, which is written by the Maralmi Prague in the Sefer Mesivas Eilam, Mesiv Gemilas Hasodim, which gives us a very great insight into what the Midah of Gemilas Hasodim is, because we as Jews know that Chesed is one of the highest attributes that Klal Yisrael has. And that is, bases this on a Mishnah in Masechta Oves, in Perek Beis, that the Mishnah says, Lei Ama Oretz Chosed. An Ama Oretz, an ignorant person, cannot be a Chosed, cannot be a righteous person. And the Tano is careful to refer to the ignorant person as an Amo Oretz. Amo Oretz refers to the man who is very close to the land. He has not elevated himself above the most rawest, simplest form of the land. And he cannot be a Chosid. Chosid means a righteous person. Now the word chosid, when the Gemara refers to this person, is referring not merely to a righteous person, not merely to someone who fulfills what is required of him, but it refers to the one who fulfills more than is required of him. Many times the Gemara speaks about who chosid, who is this righteous person. Does not mean a righteous person, means a very, very righteous person. Someone who does more than the Torah demands of him. And it comes from the word chesed. The word chosid, it comes from the word chesed. Eizehu chosid, the Gemara says, hamishaseh imacheidim. Who is a chosid? Someone who can do chesed, he can do acts of kindness to others. And why is the chos called this? Because as we mentioned, there is chesed and din. Din and mishpor, this is when we do what we have to with other people. For example, you have something that belongs to Reuven, you must give it back to him. This is not a chesed to give it back to him. This is din and mishpor. If he did work for you, not a chesed to pay him. This is coming to him. Chesed is when you do lemalamina. You do more than the Torah has required of you. Give a matonos to someone, gift. This is chesed. So Ezehu Chosid, who is a very, very pious person, someone who can do chasodim to other people. Now the Tana tells us, Leyam Oretz Chosid. Amoritz, an ignorant person, cannot be a chosid. We understand that an ignorant person cannot be a righteous person. If he's ignorant, he does not know the difference between right and wrong. So how can he be a righteous person? But chosid also means that he is not capable of being mischaseh imachi. He's not capable of doing chesed others. Why can't an ignorant person be a gemel chesed? So the Tana is telling us a great kishir. He's telling us something very unique. We shouldn't think that ignorant cannot be righteous because they do not know the difference between right and wrong. It's more than that. Ignorant cannot be a baal chesed. He cannot do chesed to others. This is what the Tana is teaching us. Now the question is why? The answer to this is because chesed means to give. The attribute of giving, this is something which belongs only to a very elevated species of man. We do not find the power of giving in any other species of the world. They are always takers, not givers. And the Amo'orets, the ignorant person, who is very close to the earth, has not elevated himself, does not come into the realm of being the Baal Chesed, the giver. Now this needs explanation before we will be able to understand it thoroughly. Because we do find givers in other species. For example, animals are capable of giving. The mother takes care of her children. The animal feeds them. She feeds her children. She gives them milk. The land gives forth its fruits. Trees will give their yield. So what is meant here by saying that only to man the attribute of giving and not to other species? So here is something which is very profound. When we are speaking of giving, we are speaking of pure giving at its greatest level and at its purest level. A tree gives its fruits. It is only giving its fruits because someone planted that tree. So the source of the giving is not in the tree. Rather, the tree is taken from the one who planted, and the effect is the giving of the fruits. Origin of giving is not in the tree. This is just an effect which was caused by a previous cause. So the tree is not a giver, rather it is a recipient. When a mother, an animal species, cares for young, she is not caring for her young because of an emotion which originates for her own goodness. When she sees her young in a state of need, she is programmed to care for it. This is the instinct which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the animals. If she would not see her young in such a state of need, then she would not care for it. So it is not giving where it originates in her, but rather it originates in the young to awaken this instinct of giving. And so is this by man in other qualities. We are referring to chesed. There are other midas such as rachamim, sukkah, or mish. These are not the midas of chesed. For example, when a Jew gives stokah, gives chit, this is from the greatest quality. Why is he doing this? Because he sees a need. He reacts to a need. So he is not acting, but he is reacting. Again, this is a cause and effect. Being influenced by outside influences, and therefore he is reacting. When he is merachim, if he's compassionate or merciful, he sees someone in aid, again he is reacting. This is not his own action, but something else is causing this. Even with mishpat, if a Jew does what's right, a judge does what's right, He awards the innocent or he punishes the guilty, even though this is Mishpat, and Mishpat is from the highest attributes of the world. But he is doing this because the law decrees such action. Conscience decrees such action. The righteousness in the law which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed into the world decrees such action. So again, he is not acting, but he is reacting. So these are all very, very great qualities. Qualities that we find in the Torah or by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is not chesed. Chesed, the Gemara tells us, is chinam. When a person does something for someone else, not because he's compassionate towards him, or he has mercy, or because the other person might need it, but because he wants to do good for him. He wants to be mischasid. He wants to do good for him. This is what chesed is, the gemel chesed. Where is the origin of this act? The origin of the act comes from man himself. It does not come from any force outside of man, but it comes from the force which is within man. And which force is this? The force of Tov, the force of good. Because he is instilled with good, and this good wants to pour out from him, therefore he does chesed to others. This particular mida we find only in the species of man. This particular attribute, where there is good that originates in man himself, and this is the motivation of doing chesed for someone else, this we find only in man. Only is he capable of this. We do not find this in any of the other species or in any of the other meters. If this is the case, then we can understand what our Chazal is saying, Le'amo Oretz Chosid. The ignorant cannot do chesed. Because to do chesed, then you must be on a very elevated level. And the ignorant, the Amo Oretz that has not elevated himself up beyond the earth himself, does not reach that level. Le Amo Oretz Chosid. Because the land does not have the power to give. The land has the power to receive. And only man has this pure power to give. When we give some thought to this, we see that this is something very, very unique. Because we know that in the world that we live in, it is a world of cause and effect. There is nothing that's in the world that did not have a prior cause. And that cause also had a prior cause. Everything that is here was caused by something previous to it. And only one power alone does not have a previous cause. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shahu Hasiba, Lefal Hasiba, is like the Rambam writes. He is the cause of everything. So therefore, nothing can be his cause. When we say that there is something that can originate in man, which he is not influenced to do, so it is an action and not a reaction, then we are saying that man also has a degree to be an ultimate cause. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Bechiratu. He gave man free choice. Man has a right to choose. This is an area which is even beyond the jurisdiction of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Man has the right to choose between right and wrong, and he is not influenced or forced by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But man is constantly influenced. his choosing is influenced by things that happened outside of him. Like we mentioned, he might see a situation and have compassion, and this influences him. The only time when he can do something, and the origin is in him alone, and he is not influenced, but it comes only because of the Tov which is in him, this is the Midas HaChesed. So we see that in this degree, man can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a cause in its own life. Gemara in Seder, and a few dollars, says, and the Pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, that a person should walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible to walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ela lahalech acher midasav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shall walk after his midos, his qualities. And the Gemara lists off several of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's qualities. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead, you buried the dead, and so forth. And I'll ask all of the qualities which are listed off here. They are all part of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. We are obligated to emulate all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. So why specifically does the Gemara make mention of Gemilas Chesed? So in this, there are two dimensions. Pasuk states, V'holacht, you shall walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does not say you shall be drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you shall walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To walk means self-motivation. A person walks because he motivates himself. Otherwise he's being pulled or drawn. The only true self-motivation is in Gemilas Chesed, for the reasons we just explained. Because in all other cases, he is being motivated or influenced by other powers. Here he is being motivated by self, by himself. Therefore it states, V'halachto, you shall walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara lists cases of Gemilas Chesed. A second reason is that it is more possible for man to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this mitzvah, in this midah, than in other midahs. Why? Because, for example, if we'll take MS or Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true, we must be true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates, governs with law to award the righteous and to punish the wicked. We must also govern with Mishpat. And these midos are impossible for a person to emulate completely. Why? Because the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something which is beyond this world. This is Alma Shikra. We live in a world of falsehood. Mishpat. The Torah says, Ki ha-mishpat le'lakim. A judge must be very careful when he determines the law, because Mishpat belongs to Hashem. What does that mean? True Mishpat. Mishpat is exacting. Exact law. This is something which is beyond Mishpat. We must strive for it, but it's beyond man's capabilities. So therefore, when it comes to midos such as Emes or Mishpat, we cannot fulfill completely the Vahalachta Bidrochov, to walk in his ways. Chesed, on the other hand, That's the meter which belongs to this world. That's the meter that belongs to man. Why? Because chesed does not go with the lines of truth. Many times, according to the lines of truth, this is what you should do for another person and nothing more. Chesed dictates, do more for him. Even though he's not deserving, do it for him. Do this favor for him, even though he does not necessarily need it or is not deserving of it. Pay him more, even though he's not deserving of it. So chesed is really, in many ways, contrary to emes. And this thing about the Gemara tells us. The fact is, the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he was going to create it only with din and mishpot. And he saw that it would be impossible to exist under such circumstances. So therefore he brought chesed in also. So we see that chesed is a more human meter. Even though it's such of a great height, as we explained, but it's more in the human realm. So this is another reason why to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more specific relating to the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. And according to what we said, we can now understand better the mida of chesed, not only by man, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the tefillah, the Shemini Esrei, we say Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life and he sustains the people with chesed. What does it mean? He sustains the people with chesed. Also, we find in the Birkas HaMozeh and in the Benching, it is stated, Hu Nosein Lechem Lechol Bosor Ki Le'alom Chasoi. Because God who gives bread to all flesh, because he is forever chesed. In the Halal HaGodl, what David HaMelech wrote, where he writes, Ki Le'alom Chasoi, the last Bismar is now saying Lechem Lechol Bosor Ki Le'alom Chasoi. For the Lord who gives bread to all people, to all flesh, because he is forever chesed. We find in the Hodus, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasoi. Thank Hashem, we praise Hashem, because he is forever chesed. What does this mean? That he gives bread to everyone, because he is forever chesed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does judgment with individuals, this is because the individuals have influenced or caused this judgment. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate with individuals, this is again because the individuals have brought about this compassion. Since this was brought about by the recipient and not by the giver, and the recipient is a human being, so therefore what is being given to the recipient has its limitations, just like the human being. For example, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish an evil person, the origin of this is not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The origin of this is in the person who did this deed. And he is a person with limitations. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals to him also is with limitations. Or the same if he has compassion for with an individual. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed to the world, the chesed which he does is not brought about because of any exterior situation. Chesed he does is not brought about because of any exterior situation. He does chesed because he wants to do good. And as we explained, chesed has its origin in the one who is giving it. If he punishes the wicked, this is because the situation demanded this. If he awards the righteous for what they did, the situation demands this. If he's merciful towards those who are in need, again the situation demands this. So the source and origin is not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the giver, but rather in the recipient. And if the source is in the recipient, then that which is being given to the recipient also has its limitations, just as the recipient. The situation demanded something. So, in accordance to the situation, is what is being given to the situation, for the situation. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed to the world, chesed is not because of any exterior situation. Chesed is because he wants to be meitiv es habrias, he wants to do good with the brias, the people. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in essence is good, he wants to do good to the people. So the source of this is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the source of this is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there can be no limitations to what he is doing whatsoever. Because Hashem has no limitations. If the source is in the recipient, then it's limited. But if the source is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there can be no limitations whatsoever. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. Therefore it says in the Birkas Abose, no saying lechem lechol bosor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives paranosa, sustenance to all flesh, regardless. Doesn't say if they're righteous or not righteous. Doesn't say if they're men or women or children or animals or insects. No saying lechem lechol bosor. Why? Because lechem, that comes from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is la'olam. La'olam means without limitations. Since its source is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the chesed cannot have any limitations. If it has no limitation, then it spreads to the entire world. This is the shvach, the praise, in the Birkas HaMazon. No saying lechem lechol bosor, he gives sustenance to the entire world. Because this comes from his chesed. And his chesed is coming from him. Coming from him, it is unlimited. And this is what we say, Hodu Lashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because le'olam chasdo. This is the meaning when we say in the tefillah, Mechalkel chayim v'chesed. When he gives chayim, it's machmas chazdo. It's because of his chesed. So it's a different quality. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world is unlimited if it comes from his midas hachesed. The word le'olam has another meaning also. Le'olam means unlimited in quantity or in quality. And the word le'olam also means unlimited in time. Le'olam can mean all-encompassing, and the olam can mean forever. And his chesed also, just like it's unlimited in quality and quantity, it is also unlimited in time. Ki le'olam chasdo, his chesed is forever. Where do we find that his chesed is forever? Mishpat will not exist in the world to come, because Mishpat is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the righteous and judges the punished, he punishes the wicked and so forth. This will not be in the world to come. Rachamim, compassion, this will not exist in the world to come, because there will be no tzoris which will demand compassion. Stokoh will not exist in the world to come, because there will be no needy wants to demand stokoh, the giving of stokoh. But chesed, which is the meter that does not come from, it is not a reaction to exterior influences, but rather it's an action which originates in the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This will be b'lei hefsek. This will be only without interruption, because if this comes from the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's unlimited in all spheres. And therefore, ki le'olam chasdo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed will be in this world and in the next world. So from this we understand the midah of chesed in the individual and the midah of chesed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we understand from this that when we speak about the chesed of Hashem, we're speaking about the very essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because chesed comes from the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the essence HaTov, the actual goodness that emanates from Him. Therefore, the Gemel Chesed, someone who is Mizdavik Chesed, and we must train our ear for this, because we're accustomed to believe that if you do two yenem ha-teva is a chesed. But what kind of teva? If somebody needs something, you help them out. It's not a chesed. It's not the madrega of chesed that the Torah is speaking about. This is something which is admirable, lofty, stokoh, rachamim, to the great milas of the Jews. But it's still not chesed. Chesed is not to help your friend in need. It's stokoh v'rachamim. Chesed is when you have a friend and you want to do something for him because you have a great compassion, you have a great love for him. You have an emotion that to share your goodness with him. He doesn't need it, but you want him to enjoy it with you. This is what it means to do a chesed. When someone, and this is the Baal Chesed, the Gemel Chesed, and this is the Ahu Chosi that the Gemara refers to. Hamischasei dimacherim, we're not speaking of the Baal Stokoh. Speaking of the Baal Chesed, this is a different level altogether. And this is something we have to train our ears for. Because many times we feel he needs something, we'll do it for him. He doesn't need it, what should I do it for him? He has sufficient himself, what should I give him anything for? Now this Chesed, and this Le'am Oretz Chosid, this Madrega Chesed is Yechup HaRogel. This is Mechaper Avinus. Why? Because the one who's basic in this chesed, this is a tremendous elevation for him. A tremendous elevation for two reasons. Firstly, to come to such a madrega of chesed, he must be the Odom HaSholem, must be a great man. Not Amawarit, someone who is close to the earth. So this itself is an elevation. Because he is giving of his actual self. He is giving of himself to others. And chesed must be without limitations. Because already if it's with limitations and it's already with all types of cheshbeinus, again, then these are the outside influences and it's reaction, it's not action. Many times we hear a phrase, his heart or her heart was big enough to take in the whole world. This is the Baal Chesed. We know certain people like that. Their heart was big enough for the entire world. They had room in their heart for everyone. This is the great Baal Chesed we are speaking. And to come to such a madrega, this is an elevation of a person. This is elevating himself above the chumrias, above the mundane, earthly level of man, where he becomes a spiritual being with the power of giving of himself to others. Opposite of the physical world, which can only be influenced and taken from others. And Avera is just the opposite. Because Avera, when someone does Averas, what happens? He falls. Falls into the depths of earthly influences. He becomes shackled by the earthly emotions of man. So therefore, chesed is yechupar over. Through chesed it brings a kapor. This is one reason. And a second reason, the Baal Chesed is being heilig bedrocho. He is cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the very essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts him together with him. And he soars. He goes above his Averism. And therefore it brings kapor. The source of chesed by Klal Yisrael was Avraham Avinu. The Torah tells us Avraham represented acts of chesed. Titein chesed l'Avraham. Give chesed to Avraham. Abraham's entire avodah was built on Yidivus Chesed. Shleisha Amudim Ha'elim Ha'emed, the world stands on three pillars. Al-Atelev, Al-Aleilev, Al-Chesed, Al-Yidivus Chesed. Yidivus Chesed was the pillar which Abraham gave to the world. Nobody taught Abraham Torah. He had no Rebbe. Not like Yitzchok, that had a Rebbe. Abraham was his Rebbe. And not like Yaakov, that learned from Yitzchok. Abraham had no Rebbe. And the Rambam writes, in his Agdoma to Hilchos Avei Zorah, that Abraham lived on another side of the world where he was completely cut off from the few righteous people of the generation. Shem, Aver, so forth. So Abraham had no Rebbe, he had no tradition. And not only that, but he was brought up in a land of idolatry. His own father was an idolater. Yet Abraham, Ekev Asher Shomato, Abraham was Kayim Eskola Torah Kula. He filled the entire Torah. Korim Shemitno, before it was given. He learned the entire Torah before it was written. So from? Who taught him this? Where did he learn this from? Abraham, the Chazal tell us, he in his own right, on his own, recognized his Creator. How did he do this? Shtakl bibiro, behikar es balav. He gazed into the palace, and from there, studying the palace, he recognized the builder of the palace. Abraham was a person of gigantic power and gigantic intellect and gigantic heart and soul. He studied the world. Studying the world, he recognized the Creator of the world. What did he see when he studied the world? He saw the Chasdei Hashem. He saw the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw the earth give forth its fruits. He saw the animals bear their children. He saw the entire world of brachos. And studied each part of the world, he recognized his Creator. The only way that he could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through the road of Chesed. Because Ki La'olam Chasdo, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustain all of the creations of the world, he saw the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Studying the Chesed Hashem, he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chesed. Until finally he was able to understand the entire Torah. We see that Abraham's own endeavors were those of Chesed. For example, he fulfilled the Torah. This was an act of Chesed. Yitzchok fulfilled the Torah because Abraham commanded him to do so. Lishmoreth mitzvahs Abraham. Yaakov fulfilled the Torah because Abraham commanded him. Yitzchok commanded him. Klal Yisrael fulfilled the Torah because they were commanded in the yoke of the Torah. So it's not chesed to fulfill the Torah. But Abraham fulfilled the Torah before it was given. He wasn't obligated to fulfill it, he wasn't commanded, and nobody asked him to. He did it from an entire self-motivation, not from any outside influence. This itself was an avodah of chesed. And then we see further. Shainim asked, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Abraham. He says that he said, "You I shall separate from the entire world, and your seed will be separated. Your seed will be a blessed seed. From you will come out a nation, a special nation." So the Shainim asked, "Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu choose Abraham? What did Abraham do different than Noah, or Shem, or Abraham? They learned Torah. He learned Torah." Difference is the others learned Torah, taught their family the Torah, and it ended there. Abraham, when he realized the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went to the powers of the world, the kings of the world, to call them to task that they should serve the Almighty. And he went from country to country, likreis b'shem Hashem, to call in the name of Hashem. And he and Sora gathered up, the Rambam writes, thousands and tens of thousands of followers, as Hanebush should also be called, to be mefarsem shem Hashem be'olam, to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The difference was the others were satisfied that they should know Abraham wanted to spread this goodness to the entire world. This was Midas HaChesed. His Torah was together with Chesed. where it had to be unlimited. If he knew something good, he had to bring it to the other people. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Pasuk Tesvot Aleph, states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and said, Al Tira Abraham Anechi Mogen Loch, Schocha Harbe Nihol. Do not fear Abraham, Anechi Mogen Loch, I shall protect you. Your reward is Harbe Nihol, is very, very great. Chazal tell us that the word Mogen means chinam. Do not worry, Abraham. Abraham was afraid that because miracles were happening to him, he consumed all his reward. But if Baruch Hu said, do not worry, I will give you reward chinam. I will give you reward not because of exacting acts that you do, and if you use them up, then it's finished. I will give you chinam. For nothing I will give you reward. Schocha harbe me'od. Your reward is harbe me'od. Harbe me'od means without limitation. This was because of the chesed Avraham. Because you are the Baal Chesed. From you emanates goodness to other people. Therefore I will treat you with chesed. And chesed has no limitations. There is nothing exacting about it. Medrash tells us Abraham Zokin Bob Ayomi. Abraham lived to a ripe old age. Through what schus? Through the schus of his chesed. Medrash says that there we learn that the Baal Chesed will have Arichas Yomim. He will live long days. Also because of this. Because he acts towards others with an unending goodness, an unlimited goodness. By the Baal Chesed, there is never the emotion or expression genug enough, but always willing to pour forth to others. Therefore, he shall have Arichas Yomim, his days also will be without cheshbon. Long days. According to what we said, that the Chesed is the middle, the single middle, which motivates, is from the person himself, which is a cause in its own right and not an effect of other causes. Because of this, then when it comes to chesed, we are not so interested in what the recipient received, we are more interested in what the nosein, what the giver has given. If, by other means, there were exterior forces that caused the act, and the act is proportionately to these forces, so basically they're interested in what the recipient received. For example, if a person is in need, if a person is dying, you want to do something for him. So the object is to save his life. If you didn't save his life, you failed. Poor man needs money. The object is to give him the money. If you do not solve the situation, you have failed. The intention was good, but you still have failed. But when it comes to chesed, you're not doing chesed because of exterior forces or influences are demanding this. You are doing chesed because goodness is emanating from you. And you want that your goodness and your love should go to other people. So then we are not so interested in actually what the recipient receives, but rather what the giver gives. And this is something that Chazal bring out very uniquely. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabo, Perek Lamed Dalet, states, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Lezer Eimer, im mishay se chesed in she'en et zore chesed, the mitzvah of chesed It's not only when you do chesed for someone that can use the chesed, but even if you do chesed for someone who has no need or cannot even use the chesed. The Abraham, this we learn right from Abraham. Abraham also chesed l'malochim she'enun srichi chesed. One of the great acts of chesed of Abraham Avinu was by the malochim. Three angels came and visited him, and Abraham didn't know they were angels. And Abraham invited them in. He told them, he brought them water to wash their feet, and he sat them down in the shade of the tree, and he brought food for them. Sora made food for them. And the Torah tells us that they made out like they were eating, but they didn't eat because they were angels. They didn't need the water, and they didn't need the food, and they didn't need the shade. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to Avram's children because of this act? Hamon va'aslo va'ono. The mon fell in the desert for 40 years. That chesed to the children, because their father did this chesed to the angels. The slaw, fowl, came to the children in the desert because of the meat that Abraham brought to the angels. The onum, the cloud of protection, came to the children because of what Abraham did to the angels. But what did Abraham do? He did nothing. They weren't hungry, they weren't hot, they weren't tired. They were angels. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity gave reward to the sons for this. Because here we are not dealing with mitzvah stoko or rachamim, we are dealing with mitzvah chesed. Mitzvah chesed, we are more interested in what emanates from the individual than what actually the recipient receives. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so then Misha is a chesed, Misha tzore chesed, Allah has kam v'kam. So when someone does chesed to someone who actually needs chesed, we can imagine what the reward will be. And then the Gemara says the converse, the Medrash says. What happens if someone does not do chesed with someone else who asks for the chesed, but really he doesn't need it? Where is that case? Amayinu Meir. Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Egypt and they were going through the desert, they came to the land of Ammon and Moab. And they said to Ammon and Moab, let us go through your land and we will buy water from you. We will buy food from you. And Ammon and Moab came out to meet them with the sword. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that never should you allow anyone from Ammon and Moab to marry within Klal Yisrael, even if they're Megayer, even if they convert, because they did not come forth with lechem u'mag, with bread and water. And then Ramban asks, why do we find such a severe punishment? Mitzri, the Egyptians tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. It says that after they convert the three generations, then they are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And Ammon and Moab, that just because they didn't bring water and bread, so forever they are rejected from Klal Yisrael. And in this he answers, it's a simple cheshbon. Where did Mitzrayim come from? They didn't come from any place in Klal Yisrael. Ammon and Moab, these two nations, where did they come from? These were the children of Lot. These were the children of Lot that Lot had with his daughters. Lot lived to have these children. Why did Lot live? Because he was saved from stone and Amora. He went to the cave and that's where he had the children. Why was he saved? He wasn't saved because of his righteousness. He was deserved to be killed with the rest of stone and Amora. He was saved because of the chesed shel Abraham. Abraham pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him because of the great chesed of Abraham. So here, children of Lot, that their whole reason for existence is because of the chesed that their uncle did for their cousins. And now when their cousins ask them to come through the land and for a little water and bread, and you wouldn't allow them, Claudius von Borku said, you'll never have anything in common with Claudius Israel. Never. You came from Chesed, and you have no Chesed in your heart. You have nothing in common forever with Claudius. You cut them off forever. Lo Yovel, Claudius Israel. Now the Medrash asks, why did Klal Yisrael need lechem amayim? What did they need bread and water for? In the desert they had the mon, and they had the Be'er Shomerim, there was a well, a spring that went with them wherever they went. So what did they need the lechem amayim for? They didn't need it. They had sufficient. Except they said that we're coming through your land, we'll buy it from you. Or Amalek and Moab should have brought it to them, though. So we see that someone who doesn't do chesed, where he should do chesed, for another who doesn't even need the chesed, we see Maporele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for. This, again, we see that the Midas HaChesed reckons more with the mason, with the one who is giving, than with the actual recipients. And according to what we said, the Baal Chesed, the one who perfects himself in this Midah, strives for perfection in this, is given tremendous elevation. Like we mentioned a few minutes ago, Lei Amoritz Chosid. They have to do an Amoritz. The Amoritz is the one who his level is very close to the earth. Chosid, the Baal Chesed, is the one who soars into the air. According to what we're saying, then we can find that someone who is a master at this midah has Yisraimus, has a tremendous elevation and uplift. So this the Medrash also tells us. The Medrash says that Avraham was called, his name was Avram. Avram means the mighty father, in the word Reimemo. But Avraham was a king. We find that his association was with kings. He went to Egypt, Harar, Abimelech. When he made a bris milah, kings came to him. And the Medrash says, where was Abraham zeicher to this Yisraimus, to this tremendous elevation, because of his gemilas chasod? And we could go a little further. Medrash tells us that one of the great cases of gemilas chasodim that we have in our writings is that of Ruth. Ruth was Gemelas Chesed with her mother-in-law, with Naomi. She didn't want to forsake her mother-in-law. She wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael with her. And then she went to marry Boaz also, in order that it should be a redemption for her family. Tells us, Yishalem Hashem Olcho Asher Bos Lachseis Tachas Knochot. Boaz said to Ruth, that for your great chesed that you did for your mother, and for the great chesed that you want to do for your husbands, for your husband, Hashem should repay you that you have come now to seek refuge under his wings. Yes, come to join the Jewish nation. Omar Abavim, God will take and shall gain le chasodim. Shein chasim levitzel kampi oretz, ve levitzel kampi ashacher. The reward, the power of the gain le chasodim is that they seek refuge. Their refuge is not under the wings of the earth, or under the wings of the sun, or of the animals, but only under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, one of the great acts of kindliness is this of Rus. Now, an observation can be made. Where did Rus come from? Rus came from Moab. The fact is, the whole question involved in the Megillas Rus. Boaz married her, but there was a great shaila if he was allowed to marry her, because she was from Moab. And Moab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, cannot come into Klal Yisrael, cannot marry. So Boaz, who was a shaykh, he was from the Sanhedrin, so he argued the case that the Torah says, Moabi v'le Moabis, the men and not the women. So Ruth came from Moab. And Ruth did tremendous chesed for Naomi and for Boaz. And Moab was the nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected from the Klal Yisrael, because they had come from Abraham Avinu, the Baal Chesed, and they didn't know how to fulfill chesed with Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't come forth with bread and water. So we see that Moab failed in chesed, in the chesed of Abraham. But Ruth redeemed this chesed. Ruth was the one who came from Moab and redeemed this chesed. Fact is, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to not make war with Moab. Really, they should have been destroyed, but he said, do not make war. They have one redeeming factor, because one day there is someone that I will take out of this nation, and that's Ruth. So Ruth was a master over chesed, coming from such a nation and still being so supreme in chesed. And the Chazal tell us that the Baal Chesed, the Baal Chesed has Yisraimimus, has tremendous elevation. Abraham became a king, Abraham, because of his chesed. Who came from Ruth? From Ruth came Malchus Yisrael, Dovr HaMelech. Not only Dovr HaMelech, but all of Malchus Yisrael. Direct line from Ruth. So here we see that the Baal Chesed comes to, if it's true Chesed, comes to such heights, to heights of Yisrael and Ruth, to heights of Malchus. After what we've said now, we can very well understand what the Gemara tells us. Chesed levumim chatos. That the midah of chesed you will not find by the nations of the world. By Israel you find, but not by the nations of the world. Rachamim that you find by the better nations of the world. Stoker perhaps you find. But chesed, now. Chesed levumim chatos. The chesed of the nations is a chatos. A chatos is a sin, but chatos has a different word, meaning also. The exact meaning of chatos means chosar, is lacking. The chesed of the nations is not chesed, it's lacking. Why? Because when they do chesed, when the nations of the world decide to give foreign aid, not to give, it's to pay. They're giving foreign aid to make political alliances. When they decide to open up the harbors to other nations, to do chesed for them, it's not to do chesed to give to them, but what they will receive in exchange. Therefore the Chazal tell us, chesed umim chatos, this is chesed is lacking, this is not chesed. This is not chesed at all, because it's being motivated by exterior factors. Not that it's emanating from the sheirish, from the source of the person. Therefore, this midot of true chesed, this is by Klal Yisrael, not by the world. This midot of chesed, we find, has a shooter, has a partner. What is its partner? Torah. Many, many places in the Chazal tell us Torah v'chesed. Torah v'chesed, chesed v'torah. The two go together. Not only do the two go together, and the reasons are very similar, because chesed elevates, and Torah elevates the person. But the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Satan of Yudalit, Dorash Rab Simloi, Torah Tchilose Gemilas Chesed, the Sefer Gemilas Chesed. The entire Torah is Gemilas Chesed. The Torah opens up with an act of Chesed, and it ends with an act of Chesed. Opens up with an act of Chesed, telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for the first man and woman, and it closes with an act of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went and buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Lema shekula chesed, that Torah is chesed. And the reason for this is because when we look for the tov hagomor, when we look for the pure goodness, we find this in chesed. Because like we mentioned, other midas, there are ulterior motives, ulterior motivations for them. We're looking for pure goodness, it's in chesed. And tov, pure goodness is Torah. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. For his God who called his Torah tov. Moshe Rabbeinu's name was tov, Toviah. So these are the two shoots here of Torah v'chesed. And there's a Gemara in Masech Tesukah. The Gemara says, Tzpiyo ha-poscho v'chochmo v'seiras chesed al v'sheino. Her mouth opens with wisdom, and the Torah of chesed is on her tongue. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean the Torah of chesed is on her tongue? V'chiyech Torah shel chesed v'torah she'enu shel chesed. All Torah is chesed. So what does it mean the Torah of chesed is anatom? So the Gemara says two reasons, two interpretations. Zu Torah lishma, zu Torah shelei lishma. Torah which is learned for the sake of learning, this is Torah's chesed. Torah which is learned for ulterior motivations, this is not a Torah's chesed. What is the interpretation in this? The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Teshuva, I mentioned it the other day. So the person must serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not because of the reward which he'll receive in this world or in the next world, or not because of fear of the punishment that he will receive if he does not fulfill the mitzvah. But he should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not Mishum Dover Ba'Elam, and not because of any other reason. Kemei Abraham, he brings from Abraham Shenikra Oyhavoy, who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the love and chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not for any other reason. Therefore, someone who learns Torah for the sake of learning Torah because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and no other reason, this is the Tov HaGomer emanating. It's not ulterior motivations, outside influences, but this is emanating from the source of the person. So Torah shel chesed. And if not, then it's not Torah shel chesed. That's one. Teretz Gemara says. Another Teretz Gemara says, Zu Torah lalamdo zu Teretz shel lalamdo. A person learns Torah with the intention that he will teach that Torah to others. It's Torah shel chesed al rishona. This is Torah shel chesed. The person learns Torah with the intention to keep it to himself, this is not Torah's chesed.
Again, this is not Rama Vina, the source of chesed. He learns Torah, he sees the goodness of Torah, and it emanates to go to others. That's Torah's chesed al shayla. Because the chesed can have no limitations, so it must go all over. And if not, this is not Torah's chesed. This is something very important for us to realize in our generation. In our generation, where the places of learning, the people of learning are so few, and so much of our nation are without Torah, the chesed of Torah, that it will be spread to everyone possible. So these two midas are shutfit, partners, the chesed and the Torah. And this is what is meant. Chesed ve'emes. Chesed and the emes. Emesu Torah. The Yichud HaRavah. This is a kaporos for our lives. One final note. Medrash tells us Yalkich Eshea Tov Tchuf Chof Beis Ki Chesed Chofatzti Velei Zela. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I do not want the korbanos, the sacrifices of Klal Yisrael. I want their chesed. What does this mean? Omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Chovi Volai Chesed Sha'atem Geinim Chesed Zele Zeh Yesem Mikol Zevach Shezovach Shlein. It is more dear to me, the chesed, the goodness that that you give one to the other, than all of these sacrifices that Shlema HaMelech, that King Solomon sacrificed to me. Elef Eilis Yale Shlema. Even 1,000 korbanos that Shlema has sacrificed. Pa'am Akas Hoya Rabbi Yehonan Ben Zakeh Mahalek Yerushalayim. One time Rabbi Yehonan Ben Zakeh was walking in Yerushalayim. Vaya Rabbi Shua Mahalek Achrov, and Rabbi Shua was walking after him. Omar Eilonu Alabai Shukhora. And he said, Oi, he says, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Mokum Shemishkapnim Bayam Nisinu. The place that would bring atonement for our sins. At the time of the Beis Hamikdash, if we sinned, so we would go to the Beis Hamikdash, we would bring a sacrifice on the altar, and there would be atonement. Now the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, we have no way to atone ourselves. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehonan ben Zakeh said, Bini, my son, al yerevo. Do not worry. We have an atonement equal to the Beis Hamikdash and to the altar. The Ezer, Zeh Gemilas Chesed. This is Gemilas Chesed. V'kach nemar ki chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach. I do not want your sacrifices, I want your goodness that you give one to the other. V'eimer ki omati eilem chesed yivonen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that I am building a world of goodness. The purpose of the world is this goodness. So therefore, during the Aser Shemei Tshuva, in Yom Kippur, when we look for ways and means of bringing kapora, bringing atonement, we should bear this in mind, that the chesed of the MS to the acts of chesed, true chesed, and of emes of Torah, yichupat oven, our avenes, our sins will be atoned. We shall all be inscribed for a life of much brocha and goodness together with all of Israel.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.